This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Are you there yet? A lot of us are going to be on the road today ahead of the Labor Day holiday weekend. The AAA's Aixa Diaz with some advice to make things easier, especially if you get stuck in heavy traffic.
Having extra water in your car, having granola bars or any dry snack that's not going to melt in your car, but that can keep in your car, but that would give you sustenance if you were stuck in the vehicle for a long time. Any medications or anything that potentially, if you were in your vehicle for a long period of time, do you need that? Think of your pets and think of your little kids.
Best time to travel by car today, say the experts, is before 11 o'clock in the morning. This is a difficult time for many Florida residents who are returning to see what, if anything, is left of their homes and businesses after Hurricane Idalia blew through. Tammy Bryan is a member of a badly damaged church in Horseshoe Beach, Florida.
The piano is destroyed. Water come through the windows. The windows are busted out. And it's God's world. It's God's church house. So the pit in your stomach is not describable.
President Biden will travel to Florida tomorrow to see the damage himself. Police in Austin, Texas are asking anyone with information to come forward after a shooting outside a big shopping center left two people dead, including the shooter, say police. Another victim is critically injured. No details yet on this. Hawaii Governor Josh Green says residents there need some breathing room to decide what to do next after the devastating Maui wildfire. Hawaii's now opened several investigations into people who reportedly are making offers to buy property in the fire-stricken Maui town of Lahaina in violation of a new emergency order. The governor says people need a chance to decide whether they want to build back, as he put it. The August jobs report comes out this morning. This is AP News. Now to former President Donald Trump's legal troubles. The AP's Mike Hempen has this story.
Donald Trump pleads not guilty in the Georgia election subversion case. Former President Trump entered the not guilty plea Thursday morning. Trump and 18 others are accused of illegally trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election in Georgia. By pleading not guilty, Trump won't have to show up for the arraignment hearings set for next week. Several other people charged in the 41-count indictment already have waived arraignment, saving them a trip to the Atlanta courthouse. The case and the logistics of bringing it to trial are likely to be complicated. Legal maneuvering by several of those charged already has started. I'm Mike Hempen.
The latest data shows new car prices are down 0.1%. Used car prices are down almost 1.5%. Grocery prices are up a little. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.